With Montana News, I'm Aiden Morton. A new law in Montana prohibits local governments from requiring builders to include a number of housing units for low and moderate income families in new projects. The restriction comes as some communities were just getting programs off the ground. Montana Public Radio's Megan Myskowski brings us this story.
Michelle Niquette is a horseshoer in the Flathead Valley. She and her partner moved in with his parents on their farm in Whitefish in January of 2020, only planning to stay as long as it took to buy their first home together. They brought along their dogs, cats, and even a few horses. But they weren't planning on staying this long, with no clear end in sight.
It's been a blessing to be able to come here. And at the same time, you know, we're adults. We would really love our own living space.
Employment hasn't been a question for the couple, even through the pandemic. Horses still need to be shoed, and her partner works at FedEx, which has been in high demand as people chose to shop from home. Niquette says the housing options are limited and expensive.
I love it here because my work is absolutely taking off. I love my clients. I have great horses to work on. It's gorgeous here. But gosh darn it, it would be really nice to find a place to live.
Housing scarcity has been an issue in Whitefish for years. In 2017, a task force of local leaders and consultants drew up a report that recommended inclusionary zoning as one of several steps the city could take to manage the problem. Inclusionary zoning is a policy that requires developers to set aside a certain percentage of housing units they build within certain zoned areas for low to moderate income residents. Those units are usually priced below market rate. State Representative Dave Fern, a Democrat from Whitefish, took part in the task force. And he says the goal was to fold the program in as part of a larger effort to get more people into homes.
It's really interfering with our ability to grow jobs in our state successfully because housing is limited and the affordability issue is quite profound.
But Whitefish must now roll back its inclusionary zoning policy before people like Niquette could use it, after Governor Greg Gianforte signed HB 259 into law, which prohibits that kind of zoning across Montana. Whitefish and Bozeman were the only towns running inclusionary zoning programs, but other cities facing affordable housing trouble had considered it before it was banned. Fern says local governments are best equipped to build programs to address issues like insufficient housing because they can tailor their approach to the community's needs. Opponents of the inclusionary zoning programs say they drive up costs for builders. Representative Sue Vinton, a Republican from Yellowstone County and member of the Home Builders Association of Billings, sponsored the bill.
Everyone in Montana is dealing with issues of how to make housing more affordable, but I don't believe that inclusionary zoning effectively deals with that issue.
She says inclusionary zoning puts a hefty burden on developers at a time when building costs are up and skilled workers are hard to come by. She says the costs lifted from low and moderate income buyers through inclusionary zoning are unfairly put onto other home buyers in the process.
We have wide open spaces, right? But that land comes at a cost. And there are many people across the state that are in favor of inclusionary zoning, but they don't necessarily want it in their backyard either.
Vinton says she supports finding other means of promoting affordable housing in the state. Before the end of Montana's 2021 legislative session, lawmakers passed a bill that would increase opportunities for mobile homeowners to buy mobile home parks. Another allocated COVID-19 relief funds that would help some residents make rent and mortgage payments. Lawmakers rejected a bill that would have allocated $15 million from the state's Coal Tax Trust Fund to a program that provides housing loans to low and moderate income families, alongside another that would restrict single-family zoning. Bryce Ward is the founder of ABMJ Consulting and an economist at the University of Montana. He says the state faces an issue with affordable housing. But as policymakers search for solutions, he says that inclusionary zoning policies rarely lead to much new housing. Ward says there's an option that would work better.
The unpopular one, which is you got to give people money to pay their rent.
He says raising the minimum wage and the earned income tax credit or giving out housing vouchers would probably go much further in helping people into homes. He also says Montana communities need to build more housing by removing single-family zoning. But that's hard to do because people who already have homes don't want to see the rules change.
It's not explicit. This is what lies underneath it. I already own my house. Expensive housing to me, that's great. It means I'm richer.
For those who already own a home, affordable housing crises mean the value of their homes will continue to climb. But for those still looking, it puts buying a home or even finding a rental further out of reach. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Megan Myskowski.
This is MTPR.